Welcome to this episode of the Greenville Oaks Message Broadcast. The mission of the Greenville Oaks Church is to inspire people to follow Jesus, because we're convinced that following Jesus is the best way of life possible. Find out more about Greenville Oaks at greenvilleoaks.org and connect with us on social media. We would love it if you can rate and review our podcast. It makes it easier for others to find us. And now, on to this week's message with Executive Minister Matt Mazza.
All right. As Adam said, welcome to Greenville Oaks. My name's Matt Mazza. I'm one of the ministers here. And if you're a guest with us, we're especially glad you're here. We're glad each and every one of you are here. If you're watching online, good morning to you as well, wherever you may be. We're glad you're able to tune in and watch and be a part of our service. Today is a different Sunday. Today is what I'm calling Vision 2023 Sunday. And we're going to spend the day talking through and talking about lots of really exciting things that are happening in this place, both now and as we look to the future. I'm going to be joined by some friends here in just a few minutes, and we're going to have a conversation about what is going on at Greenville Oaks, who we are as a church, what we're all about, what we're striving to be, what we believe God has called us to be as a church. And so whether you've been a member around here the entire time, or this is your first Sunday, you're going to be blessed by this morning, because we all have an opportunity to re-up, to re-accept the challenge and the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom work that God is doing here in this place. So the reason we're shifting our worship service format a little bit is because at the end we're gonna spend our time around the Lord's Supper table and around worship. Because we want to sort of surround this message this morning with worship, and obviously focus on the incredibly significant sacrifice of our Lord and Savior as we celebrate the Lord's Supper. So we're shifting it a little bit. I hope you'll be okay with that. Again, we are glad each and every one of you are here. I want to ask you a question. Why are you here? I don't mean this morning. I mean, why are you here at this church? There's lots of great churches in this place. This community is full of them. Collin County has lots of great churches, different denominations, different practices, different thoughts. But why here? If you don't know the answer to that question, I want you to know that's okay. Maybe this morning will help inform you a little bit more about why exactly God has brought you here to this place. If you know exactly why you're here, then I love that, and lean into that, embrace that, be that. But I hope that we'll all walk away this morning with a little bit better understanding of why God brought me here to this place. This church has been around for going on 4 decades. Some of you have been around for most all of those, others less. But each and every one of us plays a very important role in the life of this church, the influence that this church has in Allen, in Collin County, and most importantly, the kingdom of God. I want to share a couple words with you out of John chapter 10, verse 7. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." The mission of the Greenville Oaks Church of Christ is this. We believe that life with Jesus is truly abundant. We're committed to showing people the grace of God, inspiring them to follow Jesus, and empowering them to live according to His teachings, because we are convinced that following Jesus is the best way of life possible. We are called to further the kingdom of God throughout Collin County and beyond. This has been the mission of this church for several years now. Some of you have come in and out during that time. But that's who we believe God has called us to be an influencer in our community, to be a community of faith that stands up and says, we want to encourage you above all else to follow Jesus Christ. But we also recognize that it can be really challenging to follow Jesus Christ in this world today. There's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of temptations. There's a lot of challenges that go along with that. The vision of our church. Listen to this. God created us with an ambition to grow and succeed, to flourish and to be generous with our resources. Sometimes our drive can turn into striving that only delivers an artificial success and leaves us feeling empty. Sometimes our lives may look put together on the surface, but are unfulfilling once you lift the veil. We have found that when our focus is on Jesus, we experience a true abundance that brings meaning and fulfillment to our lives. We've set out to make Greenville Oaks a place where everyone is welcomed and loved, where hearts and minds are transformed, where God uses mentorship and discipleship to bring people out of a works-driven mindset and into the abundant life in Jesus. We want to help people trade the pursuit of artificial success for the abundant life only found in Jesus Christ. Several years ago, when a group of us spent months and months seeking God's direction on the future mission and vision of this church, it became unbelievably obvious to us that we live in one of the most resourced places on earth in Collin County. Not just in Texas, not just in the United States, on earth, per capita. It's an incredible blessing that we should be thankful for and acknowledge, to be grateful for. But church, if we don't recognize the fact that those incredible blessings, the bounty of resources that are at most of our disposals can also be an incredible distraction towards recognizing where true life comes from, you're sadly mistaken, because it can, and it does. Every single day of our lives and every single day of the lives of the people that we live with here in Collin County. We can fix a lot of our own problems, or at least we think we can. We can solve a lot of our own issues, or at least we think we can, without God. And so we wanted to be a church that stood up and said, hold on, wait just a minute. There is way more to life than success, than winning, than worldly happiness, than possessions. The reason we exist is to experience the abundant life, and that abundant life can only come from Jesus Christ. And we wanted to be a church that stood up and said, no, that's what we want to say. We want to speak that into our community. We want to speak that into the relationships that we have. We want to figure out a way to be a church that goes out into the world, that leaves this building and inspires people to follow Jesus and says, yeah, it's great that we live in this great place where we have 5-star rated schools and we have all these successful programs and we have all these activities and all these things and all these great jobs and all these beautiful homes and all these nice cars and all this awesome stuff. And man, it's so great. But we just want to say, hang on a minute. But we want to inspire you to follow Jesus Christ because the life that he promises is the only one that really matters. And it looked really pretty in this book. It sounded really nice when we said it over and over again, but how are we doing in actually living this mission out? How are we doing in actually following this vision that we believe with all our heart, that our leadership and our staff believe with all of our heart that God truly gave to Greenville Oaks to go be this in our community, to go be a church that says, do not let everything around you keep you from recognizing that the one true life comes from Jesus Christ. So I know that sounds like the sermon, but I'm just getting started. So I'm going to invite some friends to come join me. Eric, Tara, Brian, Jamie, if you will come and join me up on stage. We're going to talk about this idea of a mission and a vision. But here's the thing. You don't want to listen to me talk about it for 25 or 30 minutes, okay? I understand that. But I want to invite you to listen to some of my friends talk about how this church, how this place, how this mission, how this vision, how these five core values that we're going to talk about in just a few minutes, how as we try to live them out, how they have experienced that here in this place. So, Eric, introduce yourself if you don't mind.
So, my name is Eric Cassidy. This is my wife, Tara. We've been at Greenville Oaks for a little over a year and actually been in Texas for almost 2 years. So, we're new to Texas as well.
Brand new. We love that you're here.
Thank
I love
you.
That you're
glad
here.
To be here.
So one of the perspectives I wanted was from fairly new people that have only been around Greenville Oaks a little while, and then I also want to get a perspective of some people who have been around here a little bit longer. Brian, you introduce yourself.
So we just found out that we aren't the ones that haven't been here for very long. my name's Brian. It's my wife, Jamie. I guess we've been here for 14 years.
Yeah. That makes you a veteran.
I guess so.
Yes, it does.
So we're the old timers. and we have three daughters, 12, 8, and 7. And 12, 10, and 7.
Oh, boy.
It goes by fast.
Yeah.
Goes by fast.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. Yes. Did I mention the date night challenge is a really great thing that we encourage all couples to do? It's a great opportunity to have conversation, and it's good. Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, you passed the mic. That's good. Tara, would you share with me what brought you and Eric to this church?
So when Eric and I moved here, we were like in the middle of a huge life change. We had lived in the same place for 22 years, and we were empty nesting a whole new life. So we were looking for a church that we could really get involved with, one that was really strong, structured, and had a lot of opportunity for us to grow and make friends. And when we visited many churches, and researched and just looked, but when we came here, I just felt like there was so much opportunity for us to grow, to better ourselves, to make friends, and relationships are very important to Eric and I. And so I felt like Greenville Oaks really offered that. And also, too, they just had a lot of great programs in place that were being executed properly. The leadership was really working, and the members, everybody was involved with, like, the backpack drive, the coat drive, all kinds of things like that. So that was really compelling to me.
I love that. You guys came to Greenville Oaks in a different stage. Eric and Tara were kind of in the emptiness stage of life when they found Greenville Oaks. You guys were in the fairly newly married stage of life. What was it that brought you here?
It was glorious.
It was glorious?
Yeah.
Before kids?
I mean, no offense, Bradley, but it was fun. We had no kids at the time, and we had just moved to the Dallas area from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We walked in, and we were visiting, and the class that we went to, they were giving out Max's Donuts, and I was like, done.
This is
God's kingdom's come. This is great. This is fantastic. But we knew people that we went to school with here at the church, and they invited us in, and it felt... There was an energy, and it felt like the church that we had moved here from. We went to North Boulevard there in Murfreesboro. It had a lot of young couples, and they did here too. And we instantly just connected.
Love it. So as you heard just a minute ago, I was kind of working through the mission and the vision of this church and what we're But we believe God has called us to be and attempting to be. Is there a piece of that that you connect with, or is there a word or a thought or an idea within that mission and vision that speaks to you? And if so, I'd love to hear what you think, Eric.
Yeah, you know, I like the part about being like Jesus, right? You know, Jesus was a preacher and a teacher, but he also did a lot of service. And in that vision, and it also talks about serving here at Greenville Oaks, but also serving Collin County and beyond. You know, sometimes Jesus put himself in difficult situations in his life of service. And, you know, sometimes us being uncomfortable or getting out of our comfort zone in that life of service, I think, is important. And so, you know, that really struck me in that vision, because it's more than just here at Greenville Oaks. It's out in the community as well.
I love that. That's good. How about you, Jamie? Anything?
Yeah. So part of our mission, I wrote this down just so I'd make sure I was saying it the same way it says in the writing. But part of it says, showing people the grace of God, inspiring them to follow Jesus. And if we all don't need grace, then we are mistaken. And so the fact that Jesus offers us so much grace, I love that this church loves first, and I know we'll get to that. And me, knowing that I have been shown grace, I want to be able to show my neighbor's grace, the car next to me grace, the school pickup line grace, the, right? Like, there's so many places in my life where I could choose anger, frustration, annoyance, but showing grace, because Jesus already offered that to us, is probably the biggest part for me.
That's beautiful. I think sometimes when we see those words, inspiring people to follow Jesus, we think that that involves some sort of a sermon or a lesson, or sometimes it just go and just live your life like you believe Jesus would, and people will see that. That is inspiration in and of itself. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, you hit on something I want to spend a few minutes on, and that is the five core values of our church. These are five ideas, thoughts that we believe are incredibly important in the ministries, the programs, the events, the activities, the life of this church, both what happens here in this place, in this building, and then obviously what happens as we leave and go out into our communities. But the first one is this: love first. And I love this idea, and I would love to get a sense of what you guys think about this idea of loving first. Caitlin, will you flip that slide up to, yeah. I want you to, these words: we love because Jesus loves us and every person on earth, because God extended his grace to us as we extend it to those from every walk of life. I mean, Tara, what does that mean to you as you read those words, as you experience this at Greenville Oaks, the idea of loving first?
I just feel like that's the most important thing in life. We need to love first. And I think that was one of the big things that attracted me to Greenville Oaks, is that you love me for who I am, you know, and extend grace to me. And that was an important factor, especially not knowing anybody. And that was a big thing for me.
Yeah, you know, that was the first one. I know it's first on the list, but that's the first one that stuck out to me, because, you know, in society today, I think we throw out that word love a little loosely sometimes. You know, I love to eat, but do I really love to eat, you know? Mm-hmm. But when you think of 1 Corinthians 13 and what love is patient, love is kind, you know, it forgives, you know, it hopes, it trusts. You know, if we do that as a body of believers, then we can accomplish anything. And like we said, not just here within the walls of Greenville Oaks, but in the communities as well.
And what if that was our first response to every situation?
It would be fantastic.
And I think, Matt, I listened to some podcasts, and child development, if my children don't feel loved by me first, they won't respond to any of my corrections, teachings, you know, discipline. And so I feel like the same applies to us and the people we hope to influence. If they don't feel loved first, genuinely, for who they are, there's very little influence, I think, that we will effectively have.
Yeah. another value that we have, building upon love first, because I think, as Eric said so beautifully, that's the foundation. That has to be our foundation as a church, both here in this community of faith with one another. We have to have love first, and then being able to go and live that out in our communities, in the carpool lines and in the everyday of life. The second is this: combating isolation. Another value that we want to have. We want to be a church that pushes back, and obviously we could spend an entire Sunday just talking about coming out of COVID and how our world is forever changed by isolation and the realities of the struggles of children and adolescents, much less adults, in isolation today. But these words: God created us for a life connected with others. We are intentional about cultivating godly, life-giving relationships with each other. We want to be a church that draws people in to relationship, that engages one another, creates community and opportunity for connection. We don't want to be a church that isolates or segregates or separates. But Brian, I'd love your thoughts on Greenville Oaks and how we are attempting to be a church that encourages the combating of isolation.
Well, for me, this has been a huge part of my Greenville Oaks experience, because always there has been an emphasis on making sure that we take time to be real with one another. And I think that's a really difficult thing when we talk about artificial success and you know, whatever that is, whether it's in your career or anything like that. As I've gotten older, what I've noticed is that it is much easier for me to completely isolate myself in my feelings. Even if I don't outwardly show it, what's really going inside, it's really kind of encouraged in our society to just go ahead and bottle that up. Mm-hmm. And I think Greenville Oaks does a great job of giving us opportunities, whether it's, you know, things like Rooted and those types of things, which I'll let others talk about. But there's constantly invitations by Greenville Oaks, yep, to open up and get real. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge part.
I love that. Tara, you and Eric shared that was a really big thing for you guys.
Yeah, that was a big driving force for us when we came here, because we knew no one, and we were just coming out of COVID. So you already were in this isolation bubble, and it was just me and Eric. I mean, I love you, but I need some other people besides.
No offense.
But, you know, so when we were looking for a church, that was the big thing for us. We wanted to look for a church that we could build those godly relationships with, and we felt like Greenville Oaks really supported that. And shortly, we found that out to be true, and we got involved with some connect groups, which is so funny that we're all at the same stage at the same time. We just all kind of meshed together like a perfect puzzle. And if I hadn't had those people in my connect groups, then I don't know that I would have gotten through this first year. I mean, It was tough being away from family and friends, and our kids being gone, starting back to school again. It was a lot. And so I really feel like that was a value that was super important to me when coming to Greenville Oaks. And also, too, we just got into Rooted, and you want to talk about building relationships. That's amazing for us. It's been an amazing experience.
I love it. The third value: equipping families. As families grow in Jesus together, we serve as a partner, coming alongside them to support, encourage, and equip. We want to be a church that lifts up the family, parents, kids, no matter what stage of life you are in within your family, because we know we live in a very family-centric community. There are lots of single-parent and two-parent families and kids and in our community, in our neighborhoods, and we come across them all the time. If you are not one of those families, then you know them. And so we want to be a church that lifts them up, that holds them up, that encourages them, that helps them. Being a mom, being a dad, being a kid, an adolescent today in this world is hard. It is really, really hard. But Jamie, share with me your thoughts about how Greenville Oaks has been a church that's been encouraging and equipping families.
When we got here 14 years ago, we didn't have kids. We knew we wanted to grow a family. And Greenville Oaks has been the best place that we could be raising our children. Mm. We feel supported. Our view on the church's role in raising our children is to be a support for us. We still think it's our job to teach our children faith. We love that they can come to Sunday class, to have their own gathering circles. We have our oldest who just joined student ministry. But if we rely on only the church and those few hours a week, to teach them everything, I think we've missed the mark. And so I think this church does a really good job of looking at the family as a whole and helping equip us so that we can equip our neighbors who may not have the same resources here that we get encouraged with each week. They equip grandparents to be involved in the lives of their grandchildren. I think it's important that we rely on the church to help, and we don't rely on the church to do all the work.
Yeah, I was just going to add to one of the things that's been had a huge impact on our family's life, and I was reminded of it as I walked in this morning. The Kellums are sitting right over here. And immediately when we got here, there were couples like Mike and Gaynell that were pouring in. They've been there. They had walked through raising a family, and they were pouring into young families and mentoring. And to me, that's a legacy that whether it's mom to mom or whether it's, you know, other opportunities that we have, there's just kind of an obligation, I think, that we feel too. It's just part of the makeup of this church that we want to also help younger families that are in a place where we were 10 years ago as well. And I just think that's part of the fabric of this place.
Yeah, love that. Love it. All right, fourth value, demonstrating selflessness. This is the serving aspect of our church that you've heard me talk about, our For Collin County initiative, and this is Greenville Oaks being a church that says, hey, we're going to serve one another, but we're really going to work hard at being a church that is an impactor and an influencer in our community and demonstrating that selflessness. We want to represent Jesus when we purposely set out to serve others in our home, place of work, school, church, and community. One of the things I love about Eric and Tara is you guys jumped right in and found some opportunities to serve, but talk about how having those opportunities to serve was a part of you feeling a part and feeling connected here.
Yeah, you know, we have been blessed beyond measure. And, you know, we feel called that, you know, we should give back to those that are in need. But it's good for those that we're helping, but it's also good for us as well. You know, building those relationships, you know, contributing, helping others. And, you know, that's what we noticed on day one, you know, when we came to Greenville Oaks, you know, a lot of the activities and, you know, For Collin County, you know, we'd never seen that, you know, a church giving you money. Normally a church is asking for money. So, you know,
I do that too.
Okay. So, you know, that was something we'd never seen before, but you know what? We were excited to do that. And, you know, the blessing of giving and doing that was just tremendous for us.
I want to go to value five. value five, celebrating transformation. So this is this value that when we created it and we put it there, this was kind of the cherry on top of the foundation of these other four. And that is, in some regards, it was still a little aspirational for us, especially a few years ago. I think we're getting better at it, and this is one of the ways that we do that is as we love others just as they are, build healthy, godly relationships, empower families, serve selflessly, we never cease to celebrate the life change that leads to the abundant life in Jesus. And that the fifth value, celebrate transformation, is we want to be a church that celebrates what God is doing in our life. And sometimes I think we think it's awkward or weird or self-serving or somehow self-glorifying and sharing our story or talking about what God is doing. But I think, church, it's the exact opposite of that. That is our responsibility as followers of Jesus, is to tell the story of what God is doing in our life and to celebrate that, to clap for it, to stand up for it, to honor it. Each of us has experienced God working in our life in one way or another. It's going to look different in each of our lives, but he does. And if we keep that story to ourselves, if we don't celebrate that, then we are not fulfilling what I believe God has called us each to do. But I would love you guys to share a thought on this idea of celebrating transformation, of allowing allowing God's story in your life to be shared.
I am glad I am not the same person I was 14 years ago. And I think Greenville Oaks has had a big part of that. And so I hope in 14 more years, I'm still not the same person I am today. I hope my children are not the same they are today. I mean, they will be much older and bigger by then, right? But my goal in following these other core values is to be a different person and to further my walk with Jesus.
I love that.
Yeah, you know, depending on, you know, our spiritual journey and where we are, you know, we're constantly learning and changing and growing. And for Tara and I, for 23 years, we used our spiritual gifts to help with youth and kids. And now that our kids are gone in 20 and 23, you know, now we're maturing into that empty nest phase, like Tara said, and we're looking to see now how can we use our gifts differently. And we feel like there's so many opportunities here in Greenville Oaks to be able to do that. And really figure out what we want to be as we grow up, you know, because we are, as Jamie said, constantly changing and maturing. And we're just excited to be here because we feel like that next phase in our life, this is a perfect fit for what we can do and where we want to go.
I love it. So one final question, that is, what are you excited about as you think about this community of faith, this church here, your place here, what God is doing in your life and through you? You know, Brian, is there something that you would share that you're excited about as you look to the future?
I'll try to keep this quick.
Okay.
But I think there's a lot to be excited about. So, but some of the ones that that really stand out for me, one is obviously our kids and the connections that they have through student ministry and the people that are pouring into their lives is also obviously a really exciting thing for me to be able to witness. But going back to our five values, Greenville Oaks is a church that it's a call to action. It's not our goal is not to go out and try to bring in as many people as we can into Greenville Oaks. What our mission and our vision and the five values that we just discussed, basically, Greenville Oaks is saying, hey, if you want to be a part of our family, we will give you resources and we will equip you with what you need to be able to go out in your everyday life, wherever you are, and to be these things. To celebrate their transformation, to love them first, to help, maybe even give them resources that I received here at Greenville Oaks. They may never walk through these doors, but that is not what the point is. The point is to show them Jesus, which is what you said earlier. And to me, that's the most exciting thing about our future, is because it's not a future that is completely based on some growth goal or how big we want the church to be, but it's more about how big we want the kingdom to be, no matter where they are here in Collin County.
I love it. Thank you. One final thought about someone new. Maybe they're watching online for the first time and they're just kind of curious about what this church is, or maybe they're sitting in this room for the first time, second time. What would you tell somebody that's new here that, in your opinion, about why this could be a great place for them?
Okay. You know what I would say is, you know, a lot of times when people come to churches, they wait for members to approach them. And I would say for people that are visiting or wanting to know more, you know, approach members, you know, maybe call Matt or the office and ask, what can I do to chip in? Or you know, what can I do to serve here? As we were looking for churches, you know, one of the things that we were looking for is we did not want to find a church that would tell us to be like Jesus. We wanted to find a church that would show us how to live like Jesus. And I think we have found that here at Greenville Oaks. And I would say to someone looking for that, it's not just about showing up on Sunday mornings. It's about what are we doing to support God's work and how are we transforming our lives, whether, as we mentioned here, within the four walls of Greenville Oaks or in the community as well. So definitely reach out and see what they can do versus waiting for someone to tell them what is needed.
I love it.
One thing I want to say too is I feel like that if I would say to them, if you want to be challenged, if you want to be challenged to grow in Christ, if you want to be challenged in a relationship, if you want to be challenged in any marriage, anything, then and to just become stronger, then this is the place for you. If you look at one of those values and it really sets home to you, then this is the place for you.
I love it.
And I'll add to that, and this goes back to one of your first questions on, you know, why we came to Greenville Oaks. You know, when we did the Discovering Greenville Oaks, you know, we really liked the overview, and we saw that Greenville Oaks has a strong identity. You know, this is who we are, this is what we believe, and why. And I think it was something you said to us, Matt. You said, you know, if this isn't the place for you, we will find that place for you, right? So it's not just about growing the Greenville Oaks Church, it's about growing God's church. And that's what stuck with us, and that's what I would say, you know, as we look forward.
I love that. Thank
that's
you.
That's a plug for you.
Thank
right?
you. Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Eric, Tara, Jamie, Brian. Thank you, guys. Church, would you thank them for sharing a little bit of their story? Thank you, guys. I wanted you to hear their words. I wanted you to hear their thoughts, not mine, because that's their story. That's their life. That's what God is doing in them and through them. And the impact that this community of faith has had on them is incredible. As I close, a couple things I just want you to be aware of, and that is, obviously, we have turned the calendar over, and we're now looking ahead in 2023, and there's lots of exciting things that are happening. One of the things I want to share with you is our budget plan for this year. It's something we do every year. We share the financial responsibilities we have as a church to help make sure that all these things continue to happen. The stories that you heard, the life change, the pictures that you've seen, the opportunities of relationship and connection, the serving, all the things that happen for our kids and students and marriages and families here in this place, it takes money, it takes resources to be able to continue to do that, to sustain what God is doing here. And so we invite you to continue to be generous in how you have loved this church and blessed this church. This particular slide here shows you our new weekly budget for this year, for 2023, is $23,950. Our total budget there, including community care and missions, you can see that number. And then the next slide, we'll share with you in more detail about how our general fund budget breaks down, our full, complete budget for this year, and the resources it's going to take to provide this facility and the staffing and the ministry and the programs and the events, the activities, all the things that happen in this place. I want to invite you to be a part of what God is doing here. There's a detailed budget outline at the Faith at Home Center. There's packets there if you're interested in diving in a little bit more and seeing how these resources are used. You're welcome to go over there and pick one of those packets up. Some of you don't really care. Others may care a lot, and so that's why they're there for you. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because, honestly, that's not why we're here. I'd rather tell stories about what God is doing in our lives, but I want us all to be aware of financially the responsibility that we have to continue ensuring that what God is doing in this place will continue on, not only through 2023, but into the future. And I also want to take this opportunity to share an exciting change that is coming. We're going to have a few throughout the course of this year. Greenville Oaks is a church that is moving and evolving and growing and moving forward in a day in which lots of news stories will tell you about churches that are struggling, churches that are closing, churches that are dying. I'm excited and so blessed that God is doing great things in this place. But we're going to be making a shift to our Sunday morning format. And the reason we're doing that is because we recognize the incredible gift that our gathering circles have become to this church. More and more of you are being a part of those gathering circles. More and more of you are desiring to engage, to connect, to be in relationship with one another on Sunday mornings. And as we have shifted into this concept of gathering circles where relationship and connection is so important, we're trying to give more time to that. When we originally started that coming out of COVID, the idea was just to give a few minutes for people in first service and people in second service to maybe cross paths and have a cup of coffee and talk for a few minutes. But it's evolved into something far more significant and greater than that. And so we've heard you. We've heard the requests for more time to dive deeper into time with one another during gathering circles. So if we're going to create more time in the middle, then we've got to adjust some time on either side of that. So beginning March the 5th, our worship service times are going to be shifting. We're going to be going to a 9 a.m. a cappella worship service, 10 a.m. gathering circles, and 11 a.m. instrumental service, our second service. And so there's multiple things that are going to happen here. First of all, we are going to create more gathering circle time. That's the most important thing because combating isolation, relationship, connection, community are so important. The other thing is we actually are going to have three very memorable times so that everyone can remember that we start at 9, 10, and 11. Not 8:45. I don't even know when gathering circles start. I think it's 9:50. And 10:30, a very confusing format that has created lots of issues both internally and externally. And so we've recognized that I think this is a much cleaner, simpler, more concise and easy to remember schedule for Sunday morning. So beginning March 5th, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be shifting to this 9 a.m. first service, 10 a.m. gathering circles, 11 a.m. instrumental worship service. Nothing else is going to change. Everything's going to be as it is. We're just going to be shifting the time, and we're excited about how this is going to give us more time in the middle. Also give us more transition time to allow people to get in and out of our worship services in a more timely manner. And again, as all of you know, we also are coordinating with the other churches that are here at Greenville Oaks, the DFW church that meets after us on Sunday afternoons, and the Spanish church, the Iglesia Renova, that meets here as well down in our student center. And so we're coordinating with them, and it's just, it's really exciting. I'm excited about this opportunity. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for what God is doing in this place. I'm excited about the works that he is doing in us and through us in this mission and this vision. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your love and your commitment. And I invite all of us to re-engage, to recommit, to re-up, to follow this mission and this vision here at Greenville Oaks. Pray with me, please. Father, I'm just grateful for what you do. I'm thankful for the way you have provided, the way you lead, the way you love, the way you guide us. And God, I just pray that you'll continue to give us boldness and courage in all that we do. Help us to be a church that trusts you and that follows you and your will and your plan in all things. God, continue to reveal yourself to us. Father, help us to be a church that lives into this mission and this vision that you have laid before us, and that we uphold these values for your church and your kingdom here in this place. God, thank you so much for Greenville Oaks. Thank you for our leadership and our staff in this church and each man and woman and child that makes it up, God. Continue to lead us and grow us and move us into the future for your will, for your purpose in all things. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Typically, I'm the one who delivers the sermon. Matt does the welcome. That was a very long welcome today. This is a very short sermon. We gather here each week at this table because it is central to our life as a church. And today I invite you to see how this table captures our five values on a much bigger scale, how it shows us that our five values, we didn't invent them, they originate in the heart of God. God loved us first, so we love others first. This table is God's welcome to all. In his ministry, Jesus would eat with anyone and everyone. All are welcome at his table. This table helps us to visualize combating isolation. God exists in Trinitarian community, Father, Son, and Spirit, and is always inviting us to live in that community as a community, gathering around the table in the circle with God, who exists in the circle of love. Equipping our families, whether we're single, married, children, with grandchildren, our families are all being integrated and equipped to live in the family of God, Father, Son, and Spirit. And we learn house rules, table rules here together. In demonstrating selflessness, we remember the heart of this table is Jesus's life and death for us on a cross, remembering his sacrifice, but also gaining courage and inspiration to go out and make sacrifices of our own, imitating Jesus. And then also celebrating transformation. This table is not just a solemn occasion for mourning the death of Christ. It's also where we come to celebrate his resurrection. There is a party or celebration element to this table. And we are celebrating not only Jesus' transformation, but also joining with the angels who are celebrating in heaven whenever a sinner wakes up, whenever a sinner repents, whenever a sinner comes alive to the power of the gospel. All of this and so much more is happening here when we gather around this table. So this is the table, not of the church, but of the Lord, made ready for those who love him and those who want to love him more. So come, you who have been here often and you who have not been here long, come, you who have much faith and you who have little. Come, you who have tried to follow, and you who have failed. For it is the Lord who invites you, and it is his will that those who want him and those who want to be more like him should meet him here, the table of the Lord. And for this table, we give thanks. The body of Christ, broken for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. And in the name of Christ, we say,
thank you so much for listening to the message from the Greenville Oaks Message Broadcast. We hope this message enriched your life and can help you inspire others to follow Jesus, because we honestly believe following him is the best way of life possible. Be sure to connect with us online on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.